Ah, Hopkins. I got your wire last night, and I have been expecting you. Come and join us. Our visitor was an exceedingly alert man, 30 years of age, dressed in a quiet tweed suit, but retaining the erect bearing of one who was accustomed to official uniform. I recognized him at once as Stanley Hopkins, a young police inspector for whose future Holmes had high hopes, while he in turn professed the admiration and respect of a pupil for the scientific methods of the famous amateur. Hopkins' brow was clouded, and he sat down with an air of deep dejection. "No, thank you, sir. I breakfasted before I came round. I spent the night in town, for I came up yesterday to report." "And what had you to report?" "Failure, sir, absolute failure." "You have made no progress?" "None." "Dear me, I must have a look at the matter." "I wish to heavens that you would, Mr. Holmes. It's my first big chance, and I am at my wit's end. For goodness' sake, come down and lend me a hand." "Well, well, it just happens that I have already read all the available evidence, including the report of the inquest, with some care. By the way, what do you make of the tobacco pouch found on the scene of the crime? Is there no clue there?" Hopkins looked surprised. "It was the man's own pouch, sir. His initials were inside it, and it was of sealskin, and he was an old sealer."